This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
Bob Fenwick, a member of the McIntyre Park Preservation Committee, has launched an independent campaign for the Charlottesville City Council that he promised would be a referendum on the Meadow Creek Parkway. Fenwick made his campaign announcement on the steps of his downtown area home on May 15, 2009. Charlottesville Tomorrow's recording begins with Bob Fenwick.
I'm Bob Fenwick, a member of the McIntyre Park Preservation Committee, and I have decided to run for city council, and I will run as an independent. I've lived in this area for 33 years, and I am very well aware of the political realities of the task that lies ahead. I would ask that you hear me out on the issues that I will be discussing, and then the choice, as it should be, will be up to you. First and foremost, I'll be working as hard as I can as a private citizen running for office to turn the local economy around, to create jobs. I'm only one man, but I believe in the free enterprise system, and it always takes but a single step forward to turn things around. In the coming weeks, I will lay out how we as a community can take steps to invigorate the city. Secondly, all the issues I raise, including the jobs issue, will be directed towards strengthening our citizens, our families, and our neighborhoods. Top on this list will be saving McIntyre Park. McIntyre Park is in many ways the social hub of our community. That's saving the west side from development, keeping the Dogwood Festival Carnival and barbecue in McIntyre Park, retaining the McIntyre Wading Pool and the golf course, and stopping the Meadow Creek Parkway. For 40 years, the Meadow Creek Parkway has been an open wound on our community. It has been a bone of contention, and it's time we settle this issue one way or another. And it should be we, the citizens, that decide the issue, not we, the politicians. And then we can move on to other things. My campaign will serve as a referendum on the Meadow Creek Parkway that the citizens have never had. You have had politicians stand before you and promise to oppose the Meadow Creek Parkway, only to reverse course and break that promise once they sit on city council. I will not break that promise. I will not reverse course. I oppose the parkway. I have and I will demonstrate against the parkway. And I have and I will join in any lawsuit against the parkway. Period. You can visit my website, www.stoptheparkway.com, to see the reasons why this is my position. Now, as an independent, I need 125 signatures from bona fide residents of the city of Charlottesville. So if you see a man, almost every evening I walk the downtown mall. If you see a man on the downtown mall with a clipboard, it's probably me. If you agree that it's necessary to have a public discussion of the issues that face Charlottesville, please sign the petition. Finally, I will use the internet in a very important way. My website, www.votebob.net, is now up, And I will have links to other websites on the issues that I think are important and the issues that the citizens of Charlottesville will tell me that they think are important. A new day is about to dawn in Charlottesville, a day of citizen representation, not citizen rule. So I thank you all for coming, and questions, be happy to entertain questions.
Do you plan on reaching out to other independent candidates who might have run before in the past who were also opposed to the Parkway, or anything of that?
Absolutely. I've been working with the Sierra Club on Save McIntyre, and there's several members who have been very active in that for years. So that's part of the coalition that we have put together, Sierra Club, Golf Course Preservation Committee, and the McIntyre Park Preservation Committee, and there are several other minor committees. That is what forms the coalition. So absolutely, we'll try to work together and raise public awareness. And we have some things coming up that I think will have a pretty big bearing on what's going to happen out there.
Do you plan to ask for their endorsement?
Well, I am a political novice. This is my first and last campaign. So as far as any kind of a strategy, I really haven't gotten that far. My first task is to get the 125 signatures. I've got a lot of people telling me I should do this and do that. But I will reach out to everybody. I mean, it's citizens from all across the city, independent, Republican, Democrats, non-affiliated. Many of them have been coming up to me encouraging me to do this. So it will be broad-based, I believe.
I'll wait.
Okay. All right.
Couple of
other
things.
Go.
Another issue that's sure to be a topic in this campaign is the water supply plan. Have you given any thoughts to your position on the water supply plan as currently adopted?
Yes, that's I have on my website, votebob.net. I have a link to rivannadam.com, and I'm currently building that site. But I'll say right now, I favor the dredging option, no question. And I will expound on that on the website.
Thanks.
Brian, you got anything?
When did you decide to run? How long ago?
I'm not really certain. Maybe a couple months.
It's been brewing.
When it dawned on me that Dave Norris was basically ignoring the petitions and the meetings that we had and all of this, I knew I had to do something else to keep it in front of the public. And a political campaign is perfect because you can say things publicly to a lot of people in a political campaign that you normally wouldn't be able to say. So we're going to keep this issue up 5.5 months. I mean, we're going to keep pounding it, and we'll see what we can do.
To promote the issue?
Well, I'm in the race to win, and I know it's a task. You know, Dave Norris is arguably the most popular politician in Central Virginia. This is a Democrat town, you know. I'm aware of that, but I think there's a place for somebody to speak up on important things that are not really being spoken about forthrightly. So that's what I'm going to try to do.
Is there any reason why you chose to be an independent, say, maybe running as a Republican?
Well, so many people had come up to me, and they've been saying that with the issues that you're going to be talking about, you're going to feel a lot more comfortable saying exactly what you think and not feeling like you're being held back by anything. And they were basically saying, be yourself. Talk about what you want to talk about. And One of the problems I had with City Hall was they did not seem to be listening to the citizens. And I realized if I'm going to be out here as a candidate and I'm going to use that as an issue, I better start listening to people. So.
Well, speaking of Dave Norris, of course, he is the only member, I think, on council who would be willing, who actually, he and Holly Edwards would be willing to vote against the parkway. Have you had any conversations with him about how you might be able to help him in that?
Well, what I wanted to do today was just tell people there's going to be plenty of time for me to to get into it with Dave. I would rather hold that question to another day just because I don't want to get into criticism at this point. A lot of people have been asking me for weeks what I'm going to do, and I want to keep it positive. I want to tell the public in general why I'm doing this, and I'd prefer to keep it on that level for today. But I will come back to that question, I guarantee you.
Fair enough.
What we need. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.